Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Well, at least it's a great nation for avoiding the apocalypse. We were looking at that economic catastrophe involved if they did not raise the debt ceiling. Well, they have an agreement now to, by the end of the weekend, and maybe before then, maybe even today or tomorrow, to actually temporarily raise the debt ceiling that would carry us into December. What's so magical about December? It gives the Democrats a little bit more time to go through the process of reconciliation. We will cover the whole story about the deal, which is not a definitive deal. It is not an overwhelming deal, but it is a deal to temporarily allow the government to continue spending money that it's actually already spent. It's very complicated, it's very stupid, and it is very, well, it's wrong to say it's disastrous for the Biden administration, but long term it probably could be. The difficulty here is the inability to resolve things when the Congress needs to resolve them because the Congress is so closely divided. We will get to that. We will also get to the other disaster that the Biden administration is facing, and one of the reasons it's facing such terrible polling right now. Very scary polling if you're a Democrat. Very encouraging polling for Republicans, pretty much across the board, including a Republican named Trump, where there's a new Pew study that shows that the majority of Americans want Trump, the Republican Americans, want Trump to continue to be a major factor in the GOP. We will get to that. We'll also get to the energy disaster. Can you believe Americans in some places already are spending more than $5 a gallon on gas? Have you noticed the increase in gas prices? Yes, it's related to inflation in general, but this is particularly painful. Why? We'll talk to somebody who knows about that, the former Secretary of Energy, former Governor of Texas, Rick Perry. Also speak to him a little bit about the border and whether there actually is anything that could be done to stop the current surge of unauthorized immigration. And we'll also talk to a world revolution that is supposedly occurring over the issue of climate change. Who says so? Greta Thunberg. And she gave a truly amazing speech that deserves some attention, not respectful attention. And what does all of the current difficulty for the Biden administration, all of the embarrassments and the mistakes and the scandals and the news cycle seeming to turning against them time and time and time again, what does that mean for the election of 2022? And that election of 2022, if, as is now widely expected, the Republicans win a big victory. And it's, of course, traditional for the out-of-power party to win a big victory in the first midterm election that a new president encounters. It has happened in every election since the Roosevelt administration, except for two. And that is an indication that we are very likely to see a Republican House and a Republican Senate coming up. So if that happens, what changes for you, for me, for the country? We will also get to that on the Medved Show. Okay, first up, the good news, and it is good news. The markets like it a lot. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up over 400 points, getting close again to that 35,000 level that it used to hold. This is what Senator Schumer said in his brief announcement on the Senate floor this morning. There's a pretty big gaffe he makes at the beginning, and then he uses some unauthorized language to apologize for that gaffe. Listen.
Madam President.
Majority Leader.
Yes, for the information of members, I have a brief statement. I have some good news. We've reached an agreement on an extension of the debt ceiling through early September, and it's our hope that we can get this done today. September's passed already. Let me revise my statement. Madam President, we have reached agreement on agreement to extend the debt ceiling through early December, and it's our hope that we can get this done as soon as today. I yield the floor.
Okay. Did you notice he said early September? Early September is past. Talking about living in the past. Here is the gaffe again, which is, considering what a momentous announcement this is supposed to be, this is pretty embarrassing. Listen.
Madam President.
Majority Leader.
Yes, for the information of members, I have a brief statement. I have some good news. We've reached an agreement on an extension of the debt ceiling through early September, and it's our hope that we can get this done today. September's passed already. Let me revise my statement. Madam President.
We've heard it enough. I think we got it right. Mitch McConnell also responded without any kind of colorful gaffes, but also indicating an encouraging and appropriate consensus between the two parties that, look, you can't afford to mess around with this debt ceiling, because the damage to the economy, which is already facing some real challenges, the damages to the economy would be profound. Here is Mitch McConnell, clip 9A.
Republican and Democratic members and staff negotiated through the night in good faith. The Senate is moving toward the plan I laid out yesterday to spare the American people a manufactured crisis. All year, the Democratic government has made unprecedented and repeated use of reconciliation to pass radical policies on party line votes. So, back in July, Republicans informed our colleagues they would need to pursue any long-term increase in the debt ceiling through the same process. The President, the Speaker, and the Democratic leader had 3 months' notice to do their jobs. But for 2.5 months, the Democratic leaders did nothing, and then complained that they were actually short on time. The majority didn't have a plan to prevent default, so we stepped forward.
Okay, and the hope is that now with more time to think about it and to work out the details, having not just a couple of days left, but now a couple of months. Now, the time between today, October 7th, and December 3rd, which is when all of a sudden they have to get this done, is not that long. And as the CNN reports, the last-minute deal on the debt ceiling only saves the economy for now. Mitch McConnell goes on to say this, to talk about the pathway our colleagues have accepted that will spare a near-term crisis, as he puts it. But the long-term problem continues. The long-term problem fundamentally is that we are spending vastly more than we are taking in, that we are taking on new debt every day, every day, every day. Now, if there was a simple way to stop it by simply not authorizing a rise in the debt ceiling, we have already committed to spend money based upon the idea that they would approve a rise in the debt ceiling. And this is one of the reasons that I think some thoughtful people, including a lot of Republicans and some Democrats, have come up with the idea that this entire debt ceiling, which has always risen, it has never been turned down, a rise in the debt ceiling, and it's been raised by the Congress some 80 times since World War II. It's a gimme. So why do we have to go through this kind of agony? And why are we having to go through the agony of gas pumps? Now, it's not quite long lines at the moment, not in most places, but it is very high prices. We'll be talking coming up to Secretary Rick Perry, former Governor Rick Perry, about why and what to do about it. That and more on the MedVet Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Michael Medved Show, at least there's one thing that I think any sane American can celebrate. Now, I know I'm not inviting callers by saying, okay, if you disagree with me, you have to be insane. It's not fair to say that. I wouldn't say that. I think you could be misinformed. But anybody who thinks that we should have a debt ceiling crisis, that we should go through a potential default for the United States for the first time in American history, that we should see potential devastation to our economy. By the way, I know somebody could call up and say, well, at least that would get rid of the Biden administration. It wouldn't get rid of the Biden administration. It would get rid of any chance that they win re-election. But it would also kill the chances for re-election for many Republicans, and there would be so much turmoil and so much negativity by the American people, and deservedly so, against an incompetent government. I think the political ramifications would have been very, very bad. Now, and by the way, this is not over, because anybody who thinks they have now laid out a good, solid agreement that a couple of weeks from now they can go through. I mean, we're talking about, what, 10 weeks that they have? And if they've been unable to work out any means to decide, I think that part of what Mitch McConnell is counting on is that by the time they get to December, they already will have passed the infrastructure bill that everybody seems to like. It has bipartisan support, and fine, it's $1.5 trillion of building infrastructure, but at the same time, they will pass that, but they won't pass any of the Build Back Better bill, or as Greta Thunberg would call it, the blah, blah, blah bill. Greta Thunberg appears to be against it, but we'll get to that. That is not really on the table. So the idea that we will be in much better shape to actually have some agreements on raising the debt ceiling and not playing politics with it, I would guess that we will be going through another big run-up to another desperate crisis and to another need for last-minute theatrics and compromise. Also with this tendency to do what Congress right now, Republicans and Democrats, what certainly the administration longs to do, is just put things off. When you have an unresolvable problem, rather than compromise, rather than working out some kind of means that you can move forward jointly, people kick it down the road, and not even that far down the road, to December. Here is what Mitch McConnell said about this latest deal, which isn't much of a deal, but at least it keeps us away from a disaster right ahead of us. Here is Mitch McConnell, clip 9B.
The pathway our Democratic colleagues have accepted will spare the American people any near-term crisis while definitively resolving the majority's excuse that they lacked time to address the debt limit through the 304 reconciliation process. Now there'll be no question, they'll have plenty of time. Or, if our colleagues would instead prefer a more traditional bipartisan discussion around basic governance, they can stop trying to ram through yet another reckless taxing and spending spree that would hurt families and help China. That would be the path toward that kind of discussion.
Okay, what he's saying here is that what they need to talk about is not just the procedures that are necessary to prevent disaster, but the kind of collaboration that is necessary for to actually solve problems. And one of the problems is the tremendous threat to the economy, to national security, to everything, of spending so vastly much more for untried social programs that are going to change the texture of American life, and not necessarily in a good way at all. But at the same time, that the basic fiscal problems, the problem of spending double, sometimes triple, what we take in, that has to be faced. One of the things that's fascinating to me is, you know, they came within one vote in the U.S. Senate to actually passing an initial draft of a balanced budget amendment, changing the Constitution so you simply couldn't just borrow money. And that had been part of the contract with America. They came within one vote of doing it. Now, it was not have made the amendment final, but they probably would have gotten the confirmation and the ratification by the states. See, because to get a constitutional amendment, you have to pass the House, you have to pass the Senate with two-thirds in both, and then you have to go around from state to state getting three-quarters of the states to have their legislatures approve it. That's not going to happen anytime soon. But you know what? It should. Don't you think? 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. The problem for our politics at the moment is nobody's particularly popular. But I will tell you, somebody is particularly unpopular, and his name is Biden. It's so obvious and so serious that even what is supposed to be friendly media, Biden-supporting media like CNN, Jake Tapper was brutally honest about what is happening to Biden's poll numbers right now, with maybe a hint of why. This is clip one.
These new poll numbers, frankly, are brutal for the president. In this brand new Quinnipiac poll, only 38% of Americans approve of how Biden is handling his job, compared to 53% who disapprove. That's the lowest approval rating Biden has had since taking office. Another striking number, only 39% of Americans approve of Biden's handling of the economy. 55% say they disapprove of the job he's doing on the economy. And when asked, is Joe Biden an honest president? 44% of Americans say yes. 50%, a plurality, say no. And one of the most damning results of all, more than half of the American people, 55%, say the Biden administration is not competent in running the government. 42% says the administration is.
Okay, think about that for a moment. And think about trying to go to the American people, asking them to give you more support in Congress, when the majority, 55%, think you're incompetent. Think you can't handle the job. You're not up to it. When 44% of Americans, people are going to ask to vote for you at some point, don't think you're honest. This is appalling. And what's interesting is to think of where it goes if the gas prices and the inflation only get worse. What could or should Biden do about this particular problem that hits every single American household? We'll talk about that with the former energy secretary under President Trump, Rick Perry, also former governor of Texas, about the border and its challenges. All coming up with Rick Perry here on The Michael Medved Show.
Long-time caller, long-time listener.
The Michael Medved Show.
You're one of the most brilliant guys on the air, TV or radio.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At least 19 individuals, all but one former NBA player, face charges of insurance fraud under the NBA's health and welfare benefit plan. U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, Audrey Strauss, explains how much money was claimed and how much of it was paid out.
The 19 charged defendants submitted approximately $3.9 million in false claims. The plan paid out $2.5 million to the defendants.
Strauss goes on to say the alleged mastermind behind the scheme, Terrence Williams, received around $230,000 in kickbacks. President Biden spending part of his Thursday in Illinois, the president delivering remarks just outside of Chicago regarding vaccines and his Build Back Better agenda. This is USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, there's some political problems that are just impossible to ignore. This is NBC reporting. The national average for a gallon of gas is the highest since 2014, in 7 years. In some places, Americans are now paying more than $5 per gallon of gas. And gas prices are more than a full dollar higher per gallon than this time last year, amid a steep jump in oil prices. Okay, why? And what do we do about it? Nobody better to talk to than the former energy secretary under President Trump, Governor Rick Perry. He was also a multi-term governor of Texas. Knows something about energy, a great deal, and also about the border, which we will get to. Governor Perry, first of all, great to speak to you again.
Thank you, Michael. It's a great privilege just to be on your program. Thank you very much.
Appreciate your saying so. Are you surprised at all by the rapidity with which these oil prices have started gushing higher and higher and higher?
Not really. When you think of, this is just this is good old supply and demand. I mean, this is your economics 101. And we were the number one oil and gas producing country in the world. And this administration is so beholden to this well-funded environmental lobby and its implemented policies to keep our energy supply under lock and key. Take for instance, speaking of, I call this administration the Keystone Cops. There's a lot of people not old enough to remember the old silent movies or even in the 30s and 40s show that had the Keystone Cops. These people just couldn't do anything right. They would, foul up a free lunch, so to speak. And this administration, and I thought about it today, Michael, the Keystone Pipeline operated with Keystone cop tactics. So today we're seeing gasoline over $5 a gallon in a lot of different places. Our refineries are set up for heavy sour crude. That's what was coming out of Canada. It's what America produces, what America produces by and large is light sweet crude. And I don't want to be too technical here, but light sweet crude is what we were importing and what the world wants. We need that heavy sour crude. Think Venezuela. That's the reason our refineries were set up for that to originally do it. And this administration blocks the Keystone Pipeline that could have delivered that crude and allowed for our refineries to be running at full-on capacity. And as it is, I can't think of how you could mess this up any more quickly than what the Biden administration has done. Their DOE, literally within the last 24 hours, they've been all over the board. They talked about that they were going to tap the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, which is put in place for real disasters. Think of Katrina, if you will, a major storm like Sandy, where you lose your capacity for a short period of time, but be able to fill it with this SPR. They talked about tapping that. I mean, what a nonsensical thing to do in this sense. And you had the Secretary of Energy, former Governor Granholm, talking about banning oil exports again. I'm telling you now, they backed off on all of those. Let me say that. But even to have talked about it is really sophomoric, in my opinion. So we worked really hard. My hat's off to President Trump for giving us clear instructions about making America energy independent. As a matter of fact, when he came to me and said, "Hey, Perry, I want you to be my Secretary of Energy," it was a relatively short conversation. And he said, "Here's what I want you to do. I want you to do for America what you helped do for Texas." And I understood exactly what he was talking about. Open for business, start putting policies into place, both tax policies, regulatory policies, legal policies that allow your economy to flourish. That's what we did during the Trump administration. America became energy independent the first time in 70 years, Michael, not to mention what happened in Europe. The Europeans were being held hostage by the Russians. I mean, the Nord Stream 2 pipeline was literally a gun at the head of Russia. And President Trump said, "We are not going to allow that. We are not going to allow that to go forward." And today I saw a striking headline this morning. It said, quote, "Europe has become a hostage to Russia over energy." Well, guess what, folks? Nobody ought to be surprised.
Well, and nobody ought to be comfortable with that either. What about this horrible oil spill in California, which I know would have been under your ambit if you were still energy secretary? Is this going to lead to all sorts of new restrictions on refining and drilling for oil?
Yeah, well, I suspect it will at some level. And again, I don't know what the details were, so for me to be making some statements here of fact, I would rather not. But I think we need to find out what happened, just like we did with the Deep Horizon. That BP spill in the Gulf of Mexico back while I was governor. You can't have those types of events occur. And those companies need to be held accountable. I don't think there's, not making any excuses, wouldn't make any excuses. They need to be held accountable. They need to be prosecuted if that's the case. But the point is, from time to time, you're going to have these accidents. You don't live in a perfect world. It's like shutting down the Keystone Pipeline, which is the safest way to move product, and now you're seeing it moved by overland in truck or by rail, and that's not as safe. We know it's not. We're going to have accidents. They're going to occur. But we need to put into place the safest policies that we can.
Speaking about the safest policies that we can, a quick comment on where we need to go with the border, which is not doing well right now.
Well, it's not, and you know, that one's that's very personal to me. We saw this occur in 2012, 2013, at the end of the Obama administration, we dealt with it, but it was nothing of the magnitude of what it is today. This open border concept, and this is all being driven by the radical left of the Democrat Party. I mean, you know, Joe Biden, who I don't think he has a philosophical basis, because he's been all over the board on this. I mean, you've seen the you've seen the videos of him and the audio of him talking about having a strong border. You can't have a rule of law without a strong border. And now you've got all of these leftists in his party that are pushing him to have open borders, and our country is going to pay a huge price for this. We don't know who's coming across. When you look what happened in Afghanistan and that just absolute debacle there of closing down that Kabul airport, walking away from it, letting people come into this country. We have no idea who they are. You've got all of these Haitians that are coming in. I mean, it is truly a national tragedy of what's going on. Not to mention the human tragedy that goes along with telling people, come on up, and the child sexual trafficking that goes on. I mean, it is just a horrific set of circumstances for the people that are being pushed up that pipeline, and it's all being driven by the drug cartels, Michael. I mean, and that's the other side of it. It's tragedy on top of tragedy on top of debacle.
And that is the point of view of Governor Rick Perry, former Energy Secretary Rick Perry. We will be right back with why did Biden surrender to the left? That and more coming up. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free, with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Will socialism or free markets decide the future of our state of Washington? Washington Policy Center stands for free markets and market-based solutions, but they cannot do it alone. Join WPC Friday, October 1st at the Bellevue Hyatt Regency for their Western Washington annual dinner event and support market-based reforms for our state. The internationally acclaimed CEO of Whole Foods and the free market champion John Mackey will deliver the keynote address. In addition to being among the world's most successful business leaders, Mackey launched Conscious Capitalism, a vigorous defense of private enterprise and its power to do good. Mackey warns we cannot surrender future generations to the trickle-up poverty of socialism. Help promote the positive power of markets. Washington Policy Center's annual dinners have become among the nation's biggest events of their kind. Get tickets and information at WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? the largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We certainly could hear from Rick Perry some of the arguments that critics of President Joe Biden and a majority of Americans right now are critics of President Joe Biden. I mean, it's stunning, and it is one of the most rapid drops in popularity for any American president ever. Jimmy Carter began the presidency as a very popular president. And then he fell gradually and gradually and gradually. And then, of course, when gas lines and problems at the pump started to happen, and when the hostages were taken in Iran and the administration began talking about a malaise, I know they didn't really use that word, but Jimmy Carter gave what was called the malaise speech, talking about, look, Americans are really depressed. Well, Americans are kind of depressed right now. And part of it has to do with COVID. Part of it has to do with just the general sense of fighting about everything. Part of it has to do with what my Newsweek column is about, which is the tendency not only to believe that your political opponents are full of bad ideas, but that they're full of bad intentions, that they actually are trying to damage the country. Now, that's not why Biden's approval rating isn't bouncing back. There's a piece from 538, and 538, remember, that's Nate Silver started 538. He is not a conservative by any stretch of the imagination. And they're talking about this Biden crash as maybe being serious, being permanent. I mean, certainly at this point, it'd be interesting to see. I think the number of Democrats who would like to see Joe Biden run again, I mean, I think that number's small. And so what is going on here? Karl Rove, another Texan, and by the way, close associate and good friend of Governor Rick Perry, who we just had, Karl Rove has an extremely important piece in the Wall Street Journal, and he basically, I think, highlights exactly what Joe Biden has done wrong. This is no longer about Afghanistan. I mean, Afghanistan is out of the news. People remember that. I think it changed people's estimation about the Biden administration, particularly in terms of competence. But the reason that he's continued to plummet in the polls, and he's down to 38%, which is just deadly. It's awful. And part of the reason is because there's a perception he surrendered to the left. He won the race for the nomination because he wasn't Bernie Sanders. He won the race because he wasn't AOC. He wasn't Elizabeth Warren, who was also running for president. He wasn't Kamala Harris, who was running to his left. Joe Biden was running as the back-to-normal Democrat, and that turned out to be a winning pitch. Except he hasn't followed that pitch. He's ended up throwing the American people a gigantic curveball, or you could even say a wild pitch. Here is what Karl Rove says. What we saw last week, he writes, was an unconditional surrender by President Joe Biden to the demands of his party's left wing. He'll set the bipartisan infrastructure bill aside until Bernie Sanders' $5.5 trillion welfare state expansion is signed into law. The usual estimate of $3.5 trillion assumes its programs will be allowed to expire, which they won't. It's not 3.5 million, it's 5.5 trillion. Mr. Biden went on to win the general election by promising to, quote, heal America's soul. You remember that language? And not by advancing a radical agenda. He kept it simple. President Trump had bungled the response to COVID. Mr. Biden said he'd get it right. And in the process, make Washington normal again. So why cave now? It can't be because of electoral politics. Henry Olson of the Ethics and Public Policy Center, also been a guest on our show frequently, made the point this week that despite winning independent votes by double digits in November, Mr. Biden is now underwater by 13 points with independents, 52% of whom disapprove of his performance. This is so incredibly telling because there was no question the Biden campaign knew it. It's very obvious when you look at the exit polls. If Biden is underwater with independents, if he's getting only 52% approval rating of independents, 52%, pardon me, of independents disapprove of his performance, if that continues to be true, there is zero, repeat, zero chance of winning re-election. And by the way, I think that Kamala Harris, if she is the Democratic nominee in 2024, she's even more dead in the water. There is no chance. Can you visualize Kamala Harris as president? It's not even possible. And by the way, it's not because Joe Biden's doing such a masterful job. It's because she appears to be even less capable or less in tune with what the American people are feeling and wanting. Okay, if Mr. Sanders' proposals were so popular, this wouldn't be the case, writes Karl Rove, among independents who will decide the 2022 midterms. And by the way, it isn't even good enough. Biden and the Democrats can't just afford, because most of those independents went for Biden's overwhelmingly in the election, where he won by 13 points, and now he's underwater. He's lost about 20 points, about one out of five of independents who said they formerly supported Joe Biden now think he's messing things up. And they're right, aren't they? I mean, the handling of virtually every crisis has been ineffective. Now, what's fascinating to me here is there's only one issue, and it happens to be, according to Gallup, the most important issue that Americans are looking at, which is COVID-19. Initially, Biden was very positive on COVID-19. It's now evenly split. Yes, people tend to agree with Biden about mandates and about vaccines. And yes, we had a very good week this last week in terms of getting more people vaccinated. And let us hope for the sake of the country. This has everything beyond politics. That fades as a political issue because we are in the process of rolling back the pandemic. Let's hope that continues. But that's not going to be enough. Not if the economy is in tatters. Not if our national security looks like it's been jeopardized. Mr. Sanders' mega spending bill strikes many voters as too radical, too expensive, and being sold on slick promises too good to trust. So says Karl Rove. After nearly five decades in Washington, Mr. Biden must understand that a president can enact big changes only when he has a substantial margin in Congress and at least some bipartisan support. Mr. Biden doesn't have either. So why does he persist in backing the left? What he says is the president is bowing to what he believes is inevitable. A party led by Mr. Sanders and the squad, with him as the front man. If you aren't sure where this will end, look at what Jeremy Corbyn's rise did to the British Labour Party. And yes, it did damage the British Labour Party for Jeremy Corbyn, and they never even actually took over the government. They just were able to destroy the Labour Party by its left-wing posturing, not its left-wing policies. And the left-wing policies here are going to be even less popular. After 8 years in the Obama White House being marginalized, ignored, and treated as a kindly lovable goofus, Mr. Biden, writes Rove, likes being cheered by Democrats and media as potentially the most transformational president since FDR. You remember hearing that. Perhaps it's some or all of this, but still, Mr. Biden may regret striking his colors, surrendering. He could have won a victory on the infrastructure bill, then fought for whatever elements of Mr. Sanders' monstrosity he wanted. Instead, he may end up with no bills passed at all, even if Congress passes both. His fumbling manner and unilateral surrender have set his party up for defeat in 2022. I think that's right. But then what happens? And where do we go to maintain our status and maybe a new jolt of energy as this greatest nation on God's green earth?
Is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.